We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting 13 lines down Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the end of the line. The first words on the line are Yitzchok on Rabbi Yechanan. We're starting at the end of that line, Omer Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok. That we learned that Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no Leif Bez Demasta Aleihem. And he holds that the extra Tamidim of the year, what do you do with it? You use those behemoths themselves for Kayetz HaMizbeach. He makes them as oilos. That means that Rav Shimon's Mechaj talks to him, you have extra Kabbonis Sibur, what you can do is just use them for oilos to make the Kayetz HaMizbeach, the dirt for the Mizbeach. And this is talking about the Tamidim, which were oilos, that's what we do with them. So Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Moedir Rav Shimon, B'si'irei Chatos, that means even though by the Talmud we said that you use actually those four extra sheep that were set aside for a Talmud, use them for oila, you mark them as oila, as kayetz and as be'ach. But what happens if you have an extra seir chatos? So there, if you hold leiv bez demasna aleihem, so then you can repite it. But according to Rav Shimon, does not hold leiv bez demasna aleihem, what do you do with it? He says it can't be makir of those itself for oila. Ella, you have to use their money. Haqa, what's the reason? Why do you have to wait and use the demayim? Which means you have to wait to get some mum, and then take the money and buy a oila l'mizbeach. Why can't you make it itself for oila? Haqa, buy a tamid. Haqa demikara oila. It start off as oila v'hashta oila, so you can bring as oila v'hasam. Demikara chatos really was you makdash it for a chatos. You set it aside for a chatos v'hashta oila. And now you want to bring oila gzeru l'ach kapara to l'fnei kapara, which means that before the kapara and you set us off a chatas, you have to bring us a chatas. You can't bring us oila. So afterwards also, it sounds like tomorrow, even though you could bring it as oila, but l'maisa atzak gzeru to l'fnei kapara, you can't bring it as oila. Now what's pshatak you can bring as oila as a chatas? So according to this man, the Yomar, he holds that Rav Shimon darshins from the Medrash of Yehuda HaKoyen, that's brought down in Masechet Shkalim, that they learn out from there that a carbon sieve that was supposed to be a chatos that was not used, the halach is that it turns into a oila. That's the medrash of Ben Yehuda. Learn from that medrash, and therefore be'etzem it could have been used as a oila. But because there's a gzera la'ach kapara to fnei kapara, because of fnei kapara, of course I can't do that. I didn't bring a chatos yet. I cannot bring it as a oila. Only after it's used. After it's ready. There's a kapara. You don't need it anymore. Does it become oila? So we're making zera lach kapara otol fnei kapara. Omar Abaya. Afanam tani. Moses bring three rayas to this halacha that was saying according to Rav Shimon by seir chatas you don't bring the carbon itself for oila. You have to wait to get some mum. Omar Abaya. Afanam tani. A par v'sar shuyer mekapurim shavdu. We had this brayse before. A par and a sar that are supposed to be brought in the fnim shavdu. And you marked some a different parvasar, and you brought a new parvasar, and this parvasar was found afterwards. The chain seir of a sa'ir that's brought for a tzibur that does of a dezara with a ra'as bezdin, also sha'avdu v'hifresh acherim tachteihem. Kulon yemusu. We hold that just like chatas yachid, that there was a kapara ready, the loch is it's mesa. The chatas has to die. That's a lochomash v'sinai. The same thing by a carbon sibur as well. A chatas sibur also has din of the chomash chatas that meisos. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Omerim yiruach yistavu. There's no din chatas meisos by a sibur. You wait to get some mum. Yiru, it goes to the pasture, yistavu gets a mum. V'yimachru v'yiplu d'meim nadava. And you'll sell it, and the money goes to nadava, which means to kayitz mazbeach. Why? She'ein chatas sibur meisos. There's no din of meisos and chatas sibur. So this is the brayse that we learned yesterday. Frek the Gemara of Amai, what's the problem? If it's not Mesos, so why don't you bring those Seirim itself for Oila? Why do you have to wait to get some mum? Amai, Nikru inu gufayu. Oila, let them bring those itself for Oila. Elav Shema Mino, Gzeiro lach, Kaporot v'nei Kaporot, it's a raya to the halacha we just learned, B'shem Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, that Rav Shimon is Moida, that after kapara, you wait to get some, even after kapara, where it's not mesu, you have to wait to get some mum. You cannot bring the carbon itself, the sa'ir itself, for an oila. Why? Because zeir lach kapara, tu l'fnei kapara. Omer Rabba, another raya, we have three rayas. Omer Rabba, afanan metanina. I'll bring you another raya from Masechta Yuma, Mishnah Masechta Yuma. It says over there that what happens, the halacha is that you have two se'irim that you made a goyrel on. One goes Lashem, one goes Lazazel. And what happened was, is that the Sar Lashem got, the Sar HaMishleach died. The Sar HaMishleach died. So now you have to make a new goyrel. In order to make a new goyrel, you have to have two more se'irim. So you made another goyrel, you got another Sar HaMishleach, but now you're left with two se'irim that are Lashem. One from the first pier, one from the second pier. So what's the halacha? So halacha is one of them, Yemakriv. It says there in the Mishnah that what do you do with the second one? You wait to get some mum and you sell it on the dava. Vamai, you could be a gufa. Why don't you let makir it itself? But Vamai, obviously it's going according to Rav Shimon. It doesn't say mesu. It says that yirat yistav. What's the big deal? Just be makir of that sa'ir itself. Oil of a kayat samazbech. Vamai, you could be a gufa oil. Elav shmamino, gzeirach, kapara, otofne kapara. There's a gzeira after kapara, otofne kapara. So a second riot to the same Yisoy, that you don't bring the Sari itself for Oila, even though you're allowed to. But the reason why you don't, it's because of the Gzeira. Omer Avina, Afanan Nami Tanina, we find the same idea by Asham. It says over here, it's a Mishnah or Braisa, Asham Shemesu Bailov, Asham Shemesu Bailov. You have an Asham that the Bailam died, and a Shemesu Bailov. Now, by Achatos, Yochid, here we're talking about Yochid, that the Bailam dies, or gets a kapara. Lach is by chatas, the chatas mesa. What about Asham? So the klal is that according to Reliyaz at least, according to this man, the Yom, Tanakam at least, it's mechalikas, we'll see. According to Tanakam, the lach is that Asham shemesu bailov, or shishchar bailov, by chatas, whatever is by chatas mesu, here is the lach is yiru. So the lach is yiru at yishtoev, you wait to get some mum. And they wait to get some money, and they sell it, and the money goes to Kayet Samizbeach. And we'll see why in a second. We're going to bring a riot from this man in a second. So this man holds that Yirat Yistav, Yimach Avib Dom Ledov, Releza holds that the halacha is that just like by Achatos, Shemesu Balov, Shishchar Balov, the halacha is that's Mesu. Same thing is by Asham. And Meshua Amar, Yavi bidom of oila, you bring with the money of oila. That's the halacha. Now the shaila is in the brayso as well. This is Rashi asks from the Gemara in Masechtas Tamura as is kasha that lechayro. What's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yeshua? By the way, is a girsa Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Elazar? Some have a girsa, but there's a shaila. What's the difference between Rabbi Yeshua, which we have here as Rabbi Yeshua, and the first man? The first man also said that yirat yistav yimakav yipudam v'dava. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Yavi b'dam v'ayla. So what's the difference between Yeshua and Tanakama? So the Gemara, the answer is that according to the Tanakama, it's used dafka for the tzibur, for nidvas tzibur, for kayet samizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua says, you can bring your own oila, and the nidvas yach with it. Since it's Yoasham, you get the right to bring that as a oila sadova. Now what's the difference? If it's oila sadova and tzibur, the difference is, who has to pay for the nesachim, who does smicha on it. If it's a yachid, he does smicha, he brings the nesachim, every carbon is a nesachim. If it's zebra, nah. So that's the difference. So now the Gemara says, let's say we go on Tanakama, v'likra v'hagufa, why don't you make it itself, Ayla? And Allah, v'zeir l'akapara, tofnei kapara, shema mina. And this is by Asham. We're saying also the same idea, that Asham, like if you look at Taisa v'maska Asham, Taisa says, mashma d'l'ach kapara, afil koydem nituk shari midar raisa. Betzem, La'ach kapara, even without nituk, without putting it aside for Ria, you would be able to bring this Asham as oila. Midloy kama gzeira ach nituk ato koydim nituk. Mashma leke iser ela koydim kapara.
The only reason why the Talmud is because it's not a kapara,
the carbon,
but
a makabit
itself?
No, because it's oila. Start off as oila, that's why. Start off as oila. By Talmud, it was always supposed to be oila, so now I can bring it.
We know this gzeira by oila to oila.
No, we don't exaggerate about oila, because the oila was always oila. It was always oila. Here, it was a chatas. There, if you brought it as oila, even before kapara would work, because it's oila. So oila is oila. Here, we're taking a chatas, turning it to oila, that's why. Also, Asham, same thing. And Tosis is pointing out that this din that we're saying, it's from a medrash of Yehoda Koyen, that after it's not being used anymore, can be used as oila, even can be without nituk l'riya. And Tosfos even asks, "Hodam chol duchta the hilchas gemira lo the chol shvachas mesa ba'ashem raya." Omer etam the riyah the rabbani. But beetsam hilchas so like gemira Tosfos says, "Al chol shvachas mesa ba'ashem karav oila." Vashas the nakar riyah fish tiknu oisachamim, and but that's only the rabbanon. And al kaponim, that's this idea that ba'etzim you can really bring this for a oila, but it's a gzeira otuf nekapara. So shma mina, it's a raya from here. Al kaponim, so we have here a machlokes, but by Hashem was saying shma mina that you cannot bring it as a oila itself. One of them was mesu, but even if you hold that you could bring it as a oila, it only is a gzeira that you have to wait to get some mumba. Ba'etzim you can bring it itself as a oila. Now the Gemara says now. That we going back to the Iker idea that we said that according to Reb Shimon, what do you do with the extra tamidim? You bring it as a oila for kayet hamizbech. So that would say now tayin amahachi a raya to that man diyama that moisturized the Reb Shimon, the extra tamidim for Reb Shimon that you mekayet hamizbech. Tayin amahachi ma'hi meviim and a moisturized. What do we do with the extra tamidim? Zok the Gemara on top of yud beis and mabeis kayet. Use it as dessert, kibbenoy shuach, just like you bring these bnoy shuach, which is type of peiros, type of ta'inim, I think, type of ta'inim. Same thing. This is brought down like a dessert. Kayetz kibbenoy shuach l'mizbeach. Break the Gemara. I understand. You're allowed to bring bnoy shuach on mizbeach. V'chsev ki chol se'or v'chol devash. Lo yisak diri menu ish al Hashem. You're not allowed to bring se'or v'dvash. And Rashi says dvash means any meat of peiros is called dvash. So how can you bring bnei shuach on the mizbech? So tomorrow, Tanur Rav Chanina, kib bnei shuach la'adam. You dash on this, that the Brayis says, what do you do with it? You do kayetz, kayetz also of dessert, of the dessert after suda. So you say, kib bnei shuach la'adam, just like you bring dessert to a person, you bring him fruits, same thing, you bring this oila as kayetz mizbech, as a dessert for the mizbech. Zog to Gemara, Tanur Rav Chanina, Doros Rav Nachman Rav Chista, rather. Doros Rav Nachman Rav Chista. Eim mekitzin ba'ilas oif. You cannot, we said, what do? You wait to get some mum, and you have money, and you buy with the money, karbonos, which is oila, for kayitz mizbeach. Could I buy a bird and make it bring an oila soif for kayitz mizbeach? Zokt Rav Nachman Rav Chista, no way. Eim mekitzin ba'ilas oif. Omar Rava, ha borcha. This is, you just made something up. Rashi says, "Dava bodum alev the melacha. What's epis? Why can't you bring a oil soif? Amalei Rav Nach by Yitzchak Rava, my borcha. So Rav Nach by Yitzchak now, who said to Rava, Rava chaper Rav Nach by Rav Chista's memra. So Rav Nach says, what do you mean? I told him that memra. I know I'm written alei. I told him that memra that ain't mekitzin by oil soif. Umeshmei Rav Shimi min Adoy I'm written alei. I said it b'shem Rav Shimi min Adoy. Don Rav Shimi min Adoy. Moisrois lenidvas tzibur." The moisturize of a carbon yachid, which means you have something extra from, let's say, by an asham, you have something extra that goes in the tzibur asli, ve'ein oilus oif by tzibur. And we know there's no such thing as oilus oif by tzibur. Now, Rashi speaks out. It says here, moisturize lenidvas tzibur. Zog Rashi, kidderabana on the pliga la de Rabbi Loza. So we're learning that the Cheshik Shloim is Girsa, which means Rabbi Loza, who's Rabbi Yeshua. We're saying, what's exactly saying? Moisturize Lenid Vasiba, who doesn't know that? Terry was saying like this. When it comes to a moisture of a carbon yachid, like an asham, you know where it goes? Lenid Vasiba, not a nidvas yachid, like the Rabbanon. And therefore, ain't oilus oif, we know ain't is oilus vatsiba. Which means like this. The Ritva explains, what was taka Rava's kasha haborcha? We know there's no such thing as oilus oif by a tzibur. That means the tzibur never brings a bird as a carbon. So obviously, no kayat on his back. What's Rava saying? He made it up. He didn't make it up. No, the tzibur brings it. The tzibur, the one that brings it. The tzibur brings it. No din, no chiyah, but they're bringing it.
Right. Why can't the tzibur take it? Because there's no such thing as oil by tzibur.
That's the problem. That was tomorrow's answer. What was Rava's thinking? Teretz is Rava assumed that by asham of a carbon yachid, it's like Rabbi Yeshua. It goes for a carbon yachid for extra. So he says, "Karmen Yachid, why can't you bring oil soif?" So the answer is, no, you're making a mistake because we're passing like Rabbanon. Moisturize nidvas tzibur asti, and therefore ve'ein oil soif b'tzibur. That's the way it talks. Explains the Gemara, beautiful pshat. Ve'ein oil soif b'tzibur. So that's the reason why we said ein mekaisim oil soif because there is no din of tzibur and. That's what we do. The kaitz is only behemoth and not oil soil.